Welcome to another episode of the North Dakota Car Show Caravan on KRJB, driven by S&D Auto Repair of Findlay. I'm Rugby. Keep those engines tuned up as we continue our travels around eastern North Dakota, taking in the sights, sounds, and stories of some of the most classic vehicles in the Red River Valley. We continue our caravan with our longest trip of the summer. I took the Bronco to Cooperstown for the annual Cooper Days last Saturday. I was not expecting to find Santa Claus in the middle of July in the middle of North Dakota, but I'm certainly glad I got to experience Hot Rod Santa's story of keeping hopes and dreams alive through classic cars. Here's our conversation with Jason Sparks of Arvilla.
I picked up the Hot Rod Santa. A fellow car club member, Dennis Sheldahl, around the holidays with his tea bucket, would throw on a red jacket and Santa hat and go around in his tea bucket in Grand Forks. And then after he had passed, I had got blessed kind of taking care of his tea bucket for 3 years. And in his honor, I started doing the Hot Rod Santa.
And you look the part. You've got the shirt on and you got the hat and, of course, the beard and the glasses go with it.
Yep. The holidays, my wife and I, we've got four boys. We don't have any grandkids. I don the suit, and we do personal visits, and we do the Holly Dazzle Parade in Grand Forks. We give out Hot Wheels cars instead of candy during the parade. Last year, we gave out 826 Hot Wheels cars. The kids loved it. In the last 5 years, on Christmas Day, we go to Altru Hospital, Santa and Mrs. Claus, and we visit the OB newborns, and then the NICU, and also we also go to PEDS. And then last year we were asked if we could go to the ICU and visit patients in the ICU.
So when people ask what the Santa mobile or what the Santa sled is, you say, "I've got it."
Yeah, yeah. Well, a lot of them, they're like, "Where's your sleigh? Where's your sleigh?" And it's like, "Well, it's busy. Elves are getting it ready for my big night." I'm out in the hot rod and taking the hot rod out, and we go through. And I've got a holiday truck. I've got a 58 International that I decorate with lights and trees, and hopefully this year I'm actually going to put a sleigh on the back for the parade and for the Holly Dazzle. So wife and I will be in the back of a sleigh if I get the brakes fixed on it's a 58 International truck. This one we picked up last fall, and then we had it in the Holly Dazzle parade. I put lights all over it, and at first I was like, what should I do? And hence the St. Nick's Hot Rod Shop. But yeah, wife and I, we enjoy doing it, and we just pretty much do it all out of pocket. Nobody funds us. It's just kind of keeping that dream alive for the kids, actually. I mean, that's the biggest thing.
Were you into cars before the Santa persona came along?
Yeah. I have to give a lot of credit to the Santa persona came on from Dennis Sheldahl. A longtime friend and fellow car club member with Northern Cruise Car Club. And, yeah, he was basically instrumental in me starting the Hot Rod Santa, and it just kind of grew from there. So, yeah, the holidays, we've gone through. I actually, St. Nick's Holiday Spirits, I do have a Gmail account under that, and I have business cards. I don't have any with me right now, but, yeah, and the fall time frame, I'll start handing them out. And yeah, we've done personal visits for families, and I always ask, if you have gifts to give out. If not, I know to bring some. And yeah, but yeah, the wife and I, we really enjoy it, and it's all about keeping that dream alive.
We actually had a chance to connect with the Northern Cruise Car Club earlier in the series a few weeks ago, so we got to meet a lot of the individuals up there, and nice to see someone come down here a little bit further south to Cooperstown.
Yeah, I probably would have been in one of that cruise night, but I've been fighting with this particular hot rod. I actually towed it down here today because I've got a charging issue with it that's... Yeah, I cannot figure it out. But I was like, I want to show the car off. I just recently redid the dash and put a new steering column in. And I was like, I want to share the car. And plus, St. Nick's Hot Rod. So I was like, I'm loaded up on the trailer and towed it down. Figured I'd come down here to Cooperstown. And I'm actually tempted to, Carrington's got a show like 4 to 8. Here today as well, so when we get down here, I might just load it back up on the trailer and head to Carrington and just enjoy the day. But yeah, And then a lot of times, you know, when little kids are asking, are you the real Santa? I'm like, what do you think? Well,
the answer is yes.
Yes.
He's got the card. You can't see it, but he has the International Sleigh Driver's License. First time I've ever seen that. His weight is jolly, and his date of birth is ageless. So, you know, Christmas in July. You don't know what you're going to expect on the North Dakota Car Show Caravan driven by S&D Auto Repair Finley, but we've met Santa Claus in July. Santa, what? Of course, you've got a vehicle, which means you have a shop, which means you have a workshop. Anything that you can tease us with in the workshop?
Not right up. Well, the original St. Nick's Holiday Spirits truck, it's an old 26 International. I'm hoping to get started on it. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to re-engine it because the Lycoming KB series flathead 4 in it, I'm having a very difficult time finding parts for that old Lycoming engine. So I got a feeling it's probably going to get something a little bit newer. I've been looking at putting in a Ford 2.3 four-cylinder in it, and back with an automatic, so I ain't got to worry about shifting. But yeah, it's going to be a little bit of work, but yeah, hopefully here in the near future, I'll get that St. Nick's Holiday Spirits truck up and running. And my brother saw a picture of it, and he's just like, yeah, it kind of reminds me of an old Prohibition truck.
Timeless wonder from a timeless man. Remind me of the year in the Plymouth and the model.
Yeah, it's a 1948 Plymouth P15 Special Deluxe.
And in kind of the charcoal gray?
It's flat black.
Yeah.
And eventually it's going to get resprayed, but right now I just, you know, want to go through. I'm hoping to finish the interior here this fall after the season. And she's starting to get a little bit of rust that needs to be taken, you know, but I mean, it's a 1948, you know, she's going to be showing her age. But yeah. It's a joy to do, and just it's keeping that dream alive, you know, even in the off season.
Jason Sparks, aka Summertime Santa Claus, Hot Rod Santa, however you want. Hot Rod Santa, exactly. Well, glad to meet you, Hot Rod Santa, and thanks for the time. Thanks for sharing your story.
Yep, appreciate it, and thank you, and y'all stay safe out there. And as I say to everybody, God bless y'all.
Certainly a classic car worthy of Christmas time, but that's enough of the most wonderful time of the year for now. Back to summertime themes, road trips are a popular way to spend the summertime season, and our other two conversations have one thing in common, a road trip to either coast to get a classic car. Let's head to the West Coast first, where Alden Hegna of Aneta picked up a purple 1970 Dodge Charger RT SE.
Cooper Collision restored it 3 years ago.
So you didn't put as much of your own work into it?
No, I hired it done. So,
does this car, of course, a 70 Charger, does this car bring back a lot of memories for you?
Oh, yes.
So I imagine you had it, you bought it somewhere. Kind of walk me through how you acquired it.
I bought it out in California in the 70s.
Did you drive it all the way back here yourself? Or?
Yes.
It had been a crazy road trip.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Any particular memorable moments along the way? Did you have any trouble getting it all the way back to Aneta?
The water pump went out in Nebraska on an early Saturday evening. And the station along Interstate stayed open long enough so we got it going again.
So was it this original purple color, or did you want it that way?
Original.
Original, yeah. Was it kind of a car that you had growing up? Is this kind of the reason why you bought it, or did you just look cool and you wanted it?
I just wanted this one. Thought it was worth something back then, so.
Any other ones in the collection, or is this kind of the baby?
Just this one. Yeah.
So when you go and leave this world, any of your kids or grandkids clamoring after it?
Don't know yet. Yeah.
Kind of whoever's the best one at that time, right?
Yeah.
Well, a quick story on that one. Alden Hegna with that 70 Charger from Aneta. Thanks for sharing your story with us today.
Yeah, thanks.
Alden wasn't the only one to bring a classic car back home. Matt Field from Detroit Lakes felt a calling to bring a 69 Chevy Yanko Camaro back to the Cooperstown area from New Jersey.
car was from the area. Okay. And a few people had reached out and remembered it and said they were going to be at the car show. So I wanted to bring the car over and see if they remember it, how it was. And yeah, it's kind of fun.
So you have no connection to the area then?
Not at all. Nope.
You just know people who did and said, hey, so was there any one particular person to say, hey, I know where that car's been, or how did the story come about?
Fred Liebel is from this area, and he had bought a Yanko Chevelle the same day as Raleigh Retzloff had bought the Yanko Camaro. And so he reached out to me and said he was going to be at the car show here today. So I thought it'd be fun to bring it over and see what he says and get some stories.
So, Matt, how did you come to acquire this vehicle then?
I had a wanted ad for one, and a guy had reached out to me and mentioned that he knew of this car. It was in New Jersey at the time. And he had told me where it was sold new, which was Muscatel in Fargo. And I got the ownership history of it, and that's kind of how I found out it was from this area and everybody that had it. And it was even a little more important when I knew it was really close to home.
So you kind of brought it back home then?
Exactly. Yep, right back to home.
Kind of. So what's the year on this? And tell me about all the work you've done to, if any, to restore this.
It's a 69 Yanko Camaro. I haven't really done a whole lot to it. It was restored when I bought it. Just pretty much been enjoying it.
Is this the first car you've had, or is this a part of a collection of yours?
I've got about 20 cars, about half Camaros and half old Chevy pickups. This is my only Yanko.
And what was so special about this one, other than, is it just the area and just the fact that it's the only Yanko you've got?
Yeah, so when I was about 10 years old, I had looked at a Yanko Camaro with my dad, and ever since then I had wanted one. And the car I had looked at is not obtainable anymore. It's in a large collection. So when I found this one, being where it's from was really special.
Other than taking it to here and other shows, anywhere else that's been memorable that you've taken this one?
This is actually the first show I've brought it to in the time I've had it. Yep. So.
And kind of, what are some of the features about this particular Camaro that maybe are different from the standard?
So this has a 427 engine, 450 horse, heavy-duty suspension, and different rear end. They made about 201 of these cars.
Matt, anything, is there a Camaro kind of on the list, a variation, or just another car in general that you want to have eventually?
I don't know. I'm always looking. It's kind of a, once you get one, it seems like it always leads to another. I don't have anything in particular I'm looking for, but always looking.
Matt Field from Detroit Lakes joining us here in the North Dakota Car Show Caravan, driven by S&D Auto Repair of Finley. Matt, thanks for the story, and you've got a lot of years ahead of you, I hope, to get some more cars.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
That's all the stories for this episode of the North Dakota Car Show Caravan, driven by S&D Auto Repair of Finley. Don't forget, at S&D Auto Repair, they repair more than just vehicles, especially as the temperatures continue to stay at the top. If your AC unit isn't firing on all cylinders, S&D can tune it up and get it back in gear for those dog days of summer. S&D Auto Repair of Finley, our driver for the North Dakota Car Show Caravan. Give them a call today, 701-524-1553. I want to once again thank our guests on the show today, Jason Sparks, a.k.a. Hot Rod Santa, Alden Hegna, and Matt Field. Just post the photos from the Cooper Days car show on our KRJB, KRJM, KKCQ Facebook page. You can also check out the interviews on our website, rjbroadcasting.com. You can access those interviews by going to our KRJB, KRJM, KKCQ homepage under the Racing tab on the right-hand column. Next week, we'll highlight another Saturday show from Hope. But until then, that wraps up today's edition of the North Dakota Car Show Caravan on KRJB, driven by S&D Auto Repair of Finley. Keep cruising.